The Tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, Chapter 1, which was revealed in Mecca. The meaning of Al-Fatiha and its various names. The surah is called Al-Fatiha, that is, the opener of the book. The surah with which prayers are begun. It is also called Umm al-Kitab, the mother of the book. According to the majority of the scholars, in an authentic hadith recorded by At-Tirmidhi, who graded it sahih, Abu Hurairah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is the mother of the Quran, the mother of the book, and the seven repeated ayah of the glorious Quran. It is also called Alhamd and As-Salah because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that his Lord said, the prayer that is Al-Fatiha is divided into two halves between me and my servants. When the servant says, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of existence, Allah says, my servant has praised me. Al-Fatiha was called the Salah because reciting it is a condition for the correctness of Salah, the prayer. Al-Fatiha was also called Ash-Shifa, the cure. It is also called Al-Ruqya, that is remedy. Since in the Sahih, there is a narration of Abu Sa'id telling the story of the companion who used Al-Fatiha as a remedy for the tribal chief who was poisoned. Later, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to a companion, how did you know that it is a ruqya? Al-Fatiha was revealed in Mecca as Ibn Abbas, Qatada, and Abu al-Aliya stated, Allah said, and indeed, we have bestowed upon you the seven mathani. That is, seven repeatedly recited verses, that is Surah Al-Fatiha. Chapter 15, verse 87, Allah knows best. How many ayats does Al-Fatiha contain? There is no disagreement over the view that Al-Fatiha contains seven ayat. According to the majority of the reciters of Al-Kufa, a group of the companions, the Tabi'in, and a number of scholars from the successive generations, the Bismillah is a separate ayah in its beginning. We will mention this subject again soon, if Allah wills, and in Him we trust. The number of words and letters in Al-Fatiha is the next topic. The scholars say that Al-Fatiha consists of 25 words and that it contains 113 letters. The next topic is the reason it is called Umm al-Kitab. In the beginning of the book of Tafsir, in his Sahih, Al-Bukhari said, it is called Umm al-Kitab because the Quran starts with it and because the prayer is started by reciting it. It was also said that it is called Umm al-Kitab because it contains the meanings of the entire Quran. Ibn Jarir said, the Arabs called every comprehensive matter that contains several specific areas an Umm. For instance, they called the skin that surrounds the brain Umm al-Ras. They also called the flag that gathers the ranks of the army an Umm. He also said Mecca was called Umm al-Qura, the mother of the villages, because it is the grandest and the leader of all villages. It was also said that the earth was made starting from Mecca. Further, Imam Ahmad recorded that Abu Hurairah narrated about Umm al-Qur'an that the Prophet ﷺ said, it is Umm al-Qur'an, the seven repeated verses, and the glorious Qur'an. Also, Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Jarir at-Tabari recorded Abu Hurairah saying that the Messenger of Allah said about al-Fatiha, it is Umm al-Qur'an, al-Fatiha of the book, the opener of the Qur'an, and the seven repeated verses. The next topic is virtues of Al-Fatiha. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal recorded in the Musnad that Abu Sa'id bin Al-Mu'alla said, I was praying when the Prophet ﷺ called me, so I did not answer him until I finished the prayer. I then went to him and he said, what prevented you from coming? I said, O Messenger of Allah, I was praying. He said, didn't Allah say, O you who believe, answer Allah by obeying Him and His Messenger when He sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls you to that which gives you life. He then said, I will teach you the greatest surah in the Quran before you leave the masjid. He held my hand and when he was about to leave the masjid, I said, O Messenger of Allah, you said, I will teach you the greatest surah in the Quran. He said, yes. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is the 7 repeated verses in the glorious Quran that I was given. Al-Bukhari, Abu Dawood, An-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah also recorded this hadith. Also, Imam Ahmad recorded that Abu Huraira said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out while Ubay bin Ka'ab was praying and said, 'O Ubay.' Ubay did not answer him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'O Ubay.' Ubay prayed faster, then went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, 'Peace be upon you, O Messenger of Allah.' He said, 'Peace be unto you. O Ubay, what prevented you from answering me when I called you?' He said, 'O Messenger of Allah, I was praying.' He said, 'Did you not read among what Allah has sent down to me? Answer Allah by obeying Him and His Messenger when He sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls you to that which gives you life.' He said, 'Yes, O Messenger of Allah, I will not do it again.' The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Would you like me to teach you a surah the likes of which nothing has been revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, or the Furqan, that is the Quran?' He said, 'Yes, O Messenger of Allah.' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'I hope that I will not leave through this door until you have learned it.' He, that is Ka'ab, said, 'The Messenger of Allah held my hand while speaking to me. Meanwhile, I was slowing down, fearing that he might reach the door before he finished his conversation. When he came close to the door, I said, "O Messenger of Allah, what is the surah that you have promised to teach me?" He said, "What do you read in the prayer?" Ubay said, "So I recited Umm al-Qur'an to him." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By him in whose hand is my soul, Allah has never revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, or the Furqan, a surah like it. It is the 7 repeated verses that I was given." Also, At-Tirmidhi recorded this hadith, and in his narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is the 7 repeated verses and the glorious Quran that I was given." At-Tirmidhi then commented that this hadith is Hasan Sahih. This is a similar hadith on this subject narrated from Anas bin Malik. Further, Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmad, recorded this hadith from Abu Huraira, from Ubay bin Ka'ab, and he mentioned a longer but similar wording for the above hadith. In addition, At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i recorded this hadith from Abu Huraira, from Ubay bin Ka'ab, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah has never revealed in the Torah or the Injil anything similar to Umm al-Qur'an. It is the 7 repeated verses, and it is divided into 2 halves between Allah and His servant." This is the wording reported by An-Nasa'i. At-Tirmidhi said that this hadith is Hasan Gharib. Also, Imam Ahmad recorded that Ibn Jabir said, "I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he had poured water, that is for purification, and said, 'Peace be unto you, O Messenger of Allah.' He did not answer to me. So I said again, 'Peace be unto you, O Messenger of Allah.' Again he did not answer me. So I said again, 'Peace be unto you, O Messenger of Allah.' Still he did not answer me. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went while I was following him until he arrived at his residence. I went to the masjid and sat there sad and depressed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out after he performed his purification and said, 'Peace and Allah's mercy be unto you. Peace and Allah's mercy be unto you. Peace and Allah's mercy be unto you.' He then said, 'O Abdullah bin Jabir, should I inform you of the best surah in the Quran?' I said, 'Yes, O Messenger of Allah.' He said, 'Read, all praise be to Allah, the Lord of the existence, until you finish it.'" The hadith had a good chain of narrators. Some scholars relied on this hadith as evidence that some ayat and surahs have more virtues than others. Furthermore, in the chapter about the virtues of the Quran, Al-Bukhari recorded that Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri said, "Once we were on a journey when a female servant came and said, 'The leader of this area has been poisoned and our people are away. Is there a healer among you?' Then a man whose healing expertise did not interest us stood for her. He read a ruqayya for him, and he was healed. The chief gave him 30 sheep as a gift and some milk. When he came back to us, we said to him, 'You know of a new ruqayya, or did you do this before?' He said, 'I only used Umm al-Kitab as ruqayya.' We said, 'Do not do anything further until we ask the Messenger of Allah.' When we went back to Al-Madina, we mentioned what had happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Who told him that it is a ruqayya? divide, that is the sheep, and reserve a share for me. Also, Muslim recorded in his Sahih and An-Nasa'i in his Sunan that Ibn Abbas said, while Jibreel, that is Gabriel, was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard a noise from above. Jibreel lifted his sight to the sky and said, this is a door in heaven being opened, and it has never been opened before now. An angel descended from that door and came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, receive the glad tidings of two lights that you have been given, which no other prophet before you was given, the opening of the book and the last three ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. You will not read a letter of them, but will gain its benefit. This is the wording collected by An-Nasa'i, and Muslim recorded similar wording. The next topic is Al-Fatiha and the prayer. Muslim recorded that Abu Hurairah said that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever performs any prayer in which he did not read Umm al-Qur'an, then his prayer is incomplete. He said it thrice. Abu Hurairah was asked, when we stand behind the Imam, he said, read it to yourself, for I heard the Messenger of Allah ﷺ say, Allah the Exalted said, I have divided the prayer, that is Al-Fatiha, in two halves between myself and my servant shall have what he asks for. If he says, all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of existence. Allah says, my servant has praised me. When the servant says, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah says, my servant has glorified me when he says, the owner of the day of recompense. Allah says, my servant has glorified me, or my servant has related all matters to me when he says, you alone we worship, and to you alone we ask for help. Allah says, this is between me and my servant shall acquire what he sought. When he says, guide us to the straight path, the way of those on whom you have granted your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. Allah says, this is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. These are the words of An-Nasa'i, while both Muslim and An-Nasa'i collected the following wording. A half of it is for me, and a half for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. The next topic is explaining this hadith. The last hadith used the word salah, that is prayer, in reference to reciting the Quran. Al-Fatiha in this case, just as Allah said in another ayah, and offer you salah, that is prayer, neither aloud nor in a low voice, but follow a way between. Meaning, with your recitation of the Quran, as the Sahih related from Ibn Abbas. Also, in the last hadith, Allah said, I have divided the prayer between myself and my servant into two halves, a half for me and a half for my servant. My servant shall have what he asked for. Allah next explained the division that involves reciting Al-Fatiha, demonstrating the importance of reciting the Quran during the prayer, which is one of the prayer's greatest pillars. Hence, the word prayer was used here, although only a part of it was actually being referred to, that is, reciting the Quran. Similarly, the word recite was used where prayer is meant, as demonstrated by Allah's statement, and recite the Quran in the early dawn. Verily, the recitation of the Quran in the early dawn is ever witnessed. That was in reference to the Fajr prayer. The two Sahihs recorded that the angels of the night and the day attend this prayer. The next topic is, reciting Al-Fatiha is required in every rak'ah of the prayer. All of these facts testify to the requirement that reciting the Qur'an, that is Al-Fatiha, in the prayer is required, and there is a consensus between the scholars on this ruling. The hadith that we mentioned also testifies to this fact, for the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever performs any prayer in which he did not recite Umm al-Qur'an, his prayer is incomplete. Also, the two Sahihs recorded that Ubadah bin As-Samit said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no prayer for whoever does not recite the opening of the book. Also, the Sahihs of Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban recorded that Abu Hurairah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the prayer during which Umm al-Qur'an is not recited is invalid. There are many other hadith on this subject. Therefore, reciting the opening of the book during the prayer by the Imam and those praying behind him is required in every prayer and in every rak'ah.